7-0-TR. Before CBA.
I wasn't even hearing him until he just come up on CW there. Dave, I wanted to tell you that my doctor, and you probably know this, told me that, I told him, I said, I go out after I eat a meal and try to do anything, I feel the pressure in my chest build up a lot worse. And he said, well, yes, he says, your heart's, you know, your digestive system's using up, I forget what, but that's a real bad time to be exerting yourselves, what I'm trying to say, to make a short story long, so you be careful out there.
You implying that I'm old? Oh, me. Well, the, I was sitting there at the traffic light, that goes, the first one you come to from 385 to get into the mall, and this fire truck comes down, makes a U-turn, and then he turns to the right and blocks three lanes, leaving one lane open coming the other way, and evidently the car broke down, and so he must have called 911, because then the police pulled up, and it was just real interesting.
One of those big old fire trucks when they get in that protective position, and I bet they save a lot of lives. About a month ago, one of them got clobbered, but if the car hadn't hit that big old fire truck full of water, he'd have probably killed a lot of people. So kudos to our civil servants out there, the police and fire department and sheriff's department.
The highway patrol. Me. I know a few of the highway patrolmen, but anyway. Yep. I tell you, I wouldn't have any of their jobs. They certainly don't pay very well, and you know, you're putting your life at risk every day, and it's definitely a calling. It's not just a job.
Was watching, they have a channel on Samsung TV, and I was watching it this morning, and it's all law enforcement stops and that on two different channels there, and I'm just telling you, in the old days, if they'd have talked to our policemen back in my hometown, like they talk to these policemen now and refuse to take orders, they'd be taking their teeth home in a doggy bag or a basket. And I'm sorry, but if that was me and I had a nightstick, I'm afraid they'd be spitting wood for a long time.
You're funny, but you know, I agree with you on that. The some people say they're, I think it's a sovereign citizen, and they don't have to. I don't know where they get that, but evidently they pulled it out of something. I don't know what. And they refuse to show any identification or give their name, and just basically uncooperative. And the police are being just as nice as they can be, but yeah, they don't roll the window down. They'll just barely crack it. So, you know, they can talk. And I don't know. I don't understand that. I was always taught to respect the law. And I've, you know, growing up and being grown and you know, and watching them and having some of them as friends, you know, I really highly respect all of them and appreciate what they do, because it's a tough job. Yeah, I'd hate to put up with all the, you know, all the mouthing and stuff. But I asked one of my highway patrol buddies, you know, what he was afraid of the most, and he said is getting hit by a car at a traffic stop. He's afraid he'll get hit by another car, and he said that was his biggest fear.
I think you're right. Absolutely. He was right. Man, I'm telling you. My neighbor had a flat tire had a blowout on a big bass boat on I-85. And he was trying to change that tire. And he said those semis would come by, and he said they would just rock the whole trailer while he was trying to change that tire, and the wind about blow you over. And those officers just jump out there and do it. And, on the highway patrol, I didn't mean to not include them. You're absolutely right, the firemen and all of them. But my neighbor over here, Tim, his kinfolk is a highway patrolman. I see him over there now and then. I don't know which one it is. He's got several people come over there at times. But he's real proud of him, and I don't blame him. Those highway patrolmen are really, really sharp-looking individuals. I bet that'd be hard to get a job with them. But they just take abuse, verbal abuse, that I would not, could not accept. Should never work out. I don't think that was a problem back in the old days when my brother-in-law was a patrolman on the Wichita Police Force for 26 years or so, 26 or 28, I don't remember. And he never did say much about it, but from what little he did, I don't think they'd be calling him a pig. I think they had a saying for it, though, on the police department there. He was a lieutenant there at the last, and I seen it on the wall as he took me through the different organizations within the police department there in Wichita. One day we went down to the courthouse, and he took me through all of them. He said, pride, integrity, and guts, pig.
Yeah, that sounds about right. Oh, me. Well, I am at the sports club, and I'm going to jump out and change my shoes and go on inside, get ready for the clinic, and it's been good to talk with you, and you behave yourself. They're having a blood drive out here if you want to come and give them a donation. Anyway, we'll talk to you later. 73 is in 0TR, KP4CBA.
Okay, Dave. Well, I show 86 degrees with 75% humidity, making it feel like 96. You know, this morning it felt pretty darn good, though. Be careful. We'll catch you down the line. This is in 0TR73.
Four AKN level. 4 AKN.